Every Tuesday until the election, we're featuring stories about the political races in the West. One of the most competitive House matches this year is in Colorado's 7th District. That's in the Denver suburbs. 4 years ago, Republican Bob Beaupre won a narrow victory in that district. Now he's trying to hold on to his seat as his constituents express their growing concerns about the Iraq War. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Colorado politics are changing. Just a few years ago, the state was a Republican stronghold. Then in 2004, Democrats took control of the state legislature, as well as a U.S. House and Senate seat. Not because there are more Democrats in Colorado, but because more unaffiliated voters chose Democratic candidates. It's not a surprise, then, that unaffiliated voters are the focus for Democrat Ed Perlmutter and Republican Rick O'Donnell in the 7th Congressional District. Both are spending a lot of time walking through the fallen leaves in neighborhoods outside Denver. Perlmutter is in Lakewood with a list of houses to visit, D's and U's, he says, a few Democrats, but mostly unaffiliated voters.
Hi, Mrs. Milbratt?
Yeah.
I'm Ed Perlmutter. I'm running for Congress. How are you?
I'm good.
Perlmutter starts talking about education funding. That's important, says Milbratt, but to her, the war is the big issue, and she ignores her ringing phone to explain why.
I just lost a second cousin's grandson over there in Iraq in June. 21 years old, married, a little baby. Bad situation. And no reason for it. We shouldn't be there.
Both Democrat Perlmutter and Republican Rick O'Donnell are critical of the handling of the war. Each has called on Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld to resign. At a forum, the two are asked what they think should happen next in Iraq. While the debate is often framed as stay the course versus cut and run, in this district, the candidates' views are more nuanced. Perlmutter says the U.S. should hand over security to Iraqis as soon as possible, then lay out a multinational reconstruction effort, and finally,
redeploy some of our troops to nearby bases in the event a quick strike is necessary somewhere back in the region, and complete all of that by the spring of 2008, in which case we'll have been in Iraq for 5 years.
The candidates disagree on two big issues related to the war, if a deadline for troop withdrawal should be set, and whether more soldiers are needed in the meantime to establish control. Republican O'Donnell is open to sending more troops to Iraq, but is flat out against a date certain for withdrawal.
That is just setting an arbitrary deadline rather than focusing on what's our goal. Our goal should be as quickly as possible provide a safe, secure country that can take over for itself, and I hope we can do it before the spring of 2008.
The war is a difficult issue for O'Donnell, as it is with most Republican candidates. He doesn't bring it up voluntarily, preferring instead to focus on immigration and the economy. Even though he's distanced himself a bit from the president, he's relied on members of the administration for fundraising. Political analyst Floyd Cerulli says unaffiliated voters will decide this election. And right now, he says, they're leaning toward the Democrat.
They're more subject to the national tide because they're less anchored in a party. They're less anchored into consistent voting pattern. And the tide right now is just overwhelmingly hostile to the Republican Party.
Cerulli says this district is unpredictable. In 2004, the majority voted for John Kerry as president, but overwhelmingly selected an incumbent Republican for Congress. Just about the only thing he can predict is that the race is going to be close. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
You can follow our month-long series of reports on issues and races important to Western voters at our website, npr.org.